The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you've had a great weekend, guys. It's been an interesting weekend actually in the markets. We're going to go through and I'll just rattle through the top 10 and see what it's all about. But before I do that, let me give you the heads up. I will be doing a webinar this week. It will be Wednesday night, 7 p.m. That is 7 p.m. in Sydney, and you need to get on that. Later on today, we'll be sending everybody in the mailing list ways to get on that. So it's basically you just need to register for a webinar. It's pretty straightforward, really. Pretty easy to do. So if you haven't already, if you're not already a subscriber, then what you need to do is go across to tradercobb.com. And all you've got to do on the homepage there is just scroll down. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll actually see a little register here section. Just put your name and email in, and it's that simple. And then what we can do is we can let you know when the registration for this webinar is set to go. Now, there are limited places because of the software we use, really. We can only take a certain amount on that. So just make sure you register so that you don't miss out if you want to be on it. I'm going to show you a bunch about what I do, teach you a bit about the Cradle Zone, the three strategies that I teach, but importantly, I'm also going to show you a bit about how I scan the markets in a visual sense and also show you, if you decide you want to join, exactly how the memberships look. So you get an understanding as to, you know, what is behind the paywall essentially. So it's really just sort of exposing what I do, giving you a lot more detail about that and sort of setting you guys up to have a better understanding. So go to tradercobb.com, scroll to the bottom, register for the free weekly or bi-weekly, video newsletter. And what we will do is let you know when that webinar comes out. So kicking on now, having a look at this week, what does it look like? Well, I'll tell you right now, the weekly candle looks pretty bearish and it is going to close. By the look of it, there's still a couple of hours to go. It looks like it is going to close below the year's lows, which is that's a bit significant, I suppose. We keep struggling. With those annual or the last annual lows. And it was actually not a bad opportunity last week. I got a video out to members that subscribe to the Market View and Higher, showing them a trade that I liked short on Bitcoin, and it hit one-to-one relatively quickly. It was on a two-hour chart, and since then I've left it on as a hedge just in case we do see further downside. Now, I've got no risk on this trade because it has hit my one-to-one, and I scaled out 50% at that point. It has continued to fall to that target. Then it sort of just meandered along, but it hasn't breached my stop loss. So I've got a hedge on against Bitcoin, which makes me happy because that's what I like to have if the markets are bearish. Is an opportunity to make money if the market falls. And that's what we're going to be covering in the webinar as well. Different ways that we can profit in different types of markets. Ethereum is down as well. I mean, Bitcoin didn't do really a great deal over the weekend, just sort of fairly sideways, which is fairly normal. But interesting to see that it didn't continue to fall following the large amount of momentum that we saw last week. Effectively, after the first 2 days of big selling, we've kind of slowed right up. Interesting to see what the beginning of this week brings us. Ethereum also holding those lows, not doing a great deal, if I'm absolutely honest. Bitcoin Cash is holding around those lows. I can see here on Coinbase, it's at 415, which is interesting because on other charts, other places, it's a lot less. Now, I've got EOS. Is just sort of same thing, holding its ground. I do like the $5 mark on EOS for shorts if price pulls back up into there on, say, a daily time frame and gives me a cradle trade. It's a fair way from there right now, admittedly, so it's a little way to wait. Cardano also just hanging around those lows, not doing a great deal. Stellar Lumens had a pretty decent sort of a recovery, if I'm being honest. I mean, if you look at that chart on the daily, and I suggest that you do, you'll actually see that the sell-off, although it was significant at the time, most of it has come back, and Stellar is remaining relatively unscathed, against that of the dollar. So, I mean, if you consider the peak was about 29 cents in that about 29 cents in that recent run-up, the low was 21 cents, and we're currently at 25 cents. 25 cents kind of been a midpoint on Stellar Lumens for quite some time now, so it's not looking too bad at all. NEO continues to hold right down around those lows, really, really holding tight and firm in there. There was a breakout back last week around that $15.15 mark, one that I did not take. I was waiting for a little bit more to set up. Didn't give me exactly what I wanted, but it did break some strong support, and now sitting at $12 would have been a very good move. But It wouldn't have been a good trade because it didn't set up. Otherwise, I would have been in it. IOTA also has had a pretty decent bounce from those lows, but it still remains in its downtrend and still looks pretty bearish. Ripple's another one of these markets that are like Stellar Lumens. They seem to be the two that are shining bright right now. Isn't that funny? Stellar Lumens, get it? Lumen? No? Bright? The measure of light? No? Anyway, it's bounced back. We see here on Ripple as well. I mean, if I tell you the price of what Ripple is, it's 50 cents right now. It dipped to a low of 41, and at the high of the most recent run-up, it was at 57. So it's kind of, again, recovered very, very well there, Ripple. It seems to be holding pretty well and proving to be a bit of a rough battler. You know, it's bucking the trend, so to speak, against the dollar right now, and that's a good sign to see. It's holding its ground quite nicely. And Litecoin, well, Litecoin, the sad little Litecoin since Charlie Lee sold Litecoin, that's the Litecoin I'm talking about, is down at $42, hugging those lows. And it's going to be an interesting week ahead of us, guys. Last week, of course, the hash wars, I think ABC, or was it ABC? I can't remember which one. I get confused between the two. I'm not really on the tech side of it all, to be absolutely honest with you. But you know, we are seeing that there has been a winner by the look of it. I did read something, I think it was yesterday or Saturday, that there was one that had come out on top. I'm just hoping that it's all over now. I'm hoping that we can get back to just, you know, getting on with what happens in this space and making it a better place. I know it sounds very Michael Jackson to me, for you and for me. But, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, we don't need this ugly infighting, you know, a decentralized land with two people that fight things. Like, it just doesn't look very good for the space. Look, we are still so young. Keep that in mind. That's where the opportunity lies. You know, it's an absolute fact that we've still got a long way to go. And that's what's so exciting about it. We see that the markets are down at the moment. I mean, Bitcoin sub 6,000. We haven't seen that for quite some time. Not for, you know, well over a year now. Actually about 14 months or something along those lines. So it's an interesting time right now. Hang in there. My biggest piece of advice really is to make sure that you're not just waiting for everything to go through the roof and pinning your hopes and dreams on that. Be proactive. Learn more about what's happening. Continue to be involved in this space because, you know, I really truly believe that this is not going anywhere. I'm a trader, of course, so I'm learning with you. That's one of the beautiful things that I've got the ability to do is interview people that teach me so much because I do not claim to be an expert in the tech at all, not even close. I am an expert in trading, and that's what my skill set allows me to move within this space fairly frequently. And with confidence, because it's just a market to me. Now, if it's not just a market to you, if this is everything to you, then I would strongly suggest that you start to get a little bit more information about your options in this space. And a good place to start would be, I mean, I wasn't meaning to segue that, but it worked out quite well, would be the webinar this Wednesday night, 7 p.m. So get across to tradercob.com, scroll to the bottom, register for your bi-weekly video newsletter, and we'll let you know when that is ready for registration. It will be at some point today. Have a great day, guys. We'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.